Hi, and welcome back to No Such Nonsense. Welcome to our third instalment. It's me, Niz.
And me, James.
And me, Saul.
Well, what are we going to look at today? I think I'm going to be looking at maybe curry dishes.
Curry? Yeah, you love your curries, don't you? Especially if they're hot and spicy.
You got to be careful there.
Why?
Like you said, hot and spicy. There's so many flavours out there. There's mild. There's a mild, medium. And
there's
guess
lemon
what?
Lemon and lime, I think, isn't there? There's something like lemon anyway. Lemon and herb, that's it. Sorry, lemon and herb.
That's a sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, you can.
That's not a curry dish.
Not big on curry dishes, to be honest. I'm the sweet tooth guy, remember?
Well, there is a sweet curry, but I don't think you'll like it.
Sweet curry? You're mad.
Yeah, give it to him.
You're mad. Nah, one go for that.
Well, I think that's going to be a good topic, that. I think I'm going to look at curry dishes because there's so many from the Indian subcontinent. And I want to cover some of the stuff that I like, actually.
Like what? What do you like? What's your favourite curry dish then? Go on.
I like it to be saucy, spicy, and I like fish. So I think my favourite is king prawns.
King prawns? That's prawns. A curry dish?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, the truth be said, it's restaurants here who have taken all the curry dishes, but they mix it with any meat. So you can have meat, vegetable. You can have red meat or chicken poultry, and then you can have any seafood as well. Cater for everyone's taste.
You know, your curry dishes, mate, that's all I can say. Yeah, maybe you should do this, I think this would be a good fit for you.
Well, I think there'll be some interesting stuff like takatak.
Takatak?
What is takatak?
I've not heard of that, mate.
Well, you know what, since you've not heard of it, I'll have to put it in the episode, and you'll have to download and listen to it then.
Sounds interesting. Right.
Oh, and then, we'll be looking at one of the famous dishes of Birmingham. We'll see if anyone knows that.
Oh, Birmingham. Oh, okay. Oh, so you look at local Birmingham cuisines as well. All right, okay.
Well, yeah, it was adapted here. So they bought the dish. The dish was imported over from India, but then they've adapted it for the British palate. Oh, well, not just the British palate. In America, it's taking off as well.
What is? Curry, do you think the biggest
curry dishes? Oh, yeah, they're taking off now. Curry dishes are taking off.
Are they big? Right, his name is telling us one of those lies again.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, curry dishes are taking off in America as well.
What, in the States? Are you sure?
Yeah. From what I've read, I've seen online that there's quite a lot of Asian restaurants opening up there.
All right, Brain Box. Right, guys, if there's anyone in the States, why don't you write in, give us a shout on social media. We're all over the place. We've got a website coming up. Is it up yet?
Yeah, it is up. NoSuchNonsense.com.
Right. Shout us on there and let us know if curry dishes, what did you say?
Are taking off in America.
We'll see if Niz is right or not.
Yeah, but I think what I'll do as well is, I think we'll look at the names and the history behind it as well, what these names mean.
Well,
because I've seen a couple of names.
It sounded a bit weird, man. What, like, is that a surprise or what?
I'll have to look into it. You'll have to download
right,
it.
Okay,
but
okay.
I think, you know what, you'll be surprised with some of these names as well, because I was. I only came across it after a work colleague spoke to me about it, and that's where I think this will be an interesting
topic. Well, a Brummie dish then. A Brummie, for those that know, is a city in the UK called Birmingham. They just call it Brummie for short. You said you found the dish there or something?
Yeah, you'll have to. I'll have to look into it, but it'll be in the episode. You'll have to download it. Can't give anything away here.
Mm-hmm. All right. That kofte or something. Kofte would be what? Meatballs, I think?
Kofte is meatballs.
Yeah. Well, that's a curry dish, isn't it?
That is a curry dish. And it can be spicy, mild. That's the thing with curry dishes as well. I think you'll find that when you go to restaurants as well, depending on who the waiter is serving, they'll ask them how they want it. a specific type of way.
Where's Sol? Is he sleeping again?
I'm still here, but you guys want to talk. You guys keep talking about things you want to get involved. There's one I know of, which the British love, and that's Vindaloo. And
oh, Vindaloo!
Vindaloo, yes.
You forgot to mention that, you Corey expert.
I think Vindaloo is a very...
Loo.
I think Vind...
you,
it does actually as well. It is a hot... You know what? Being a spicy person, I think that does near my limits as well.
Yeah. It is spicy. It is very spicy. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Love and it. Actually saying that, you know what? I think it's time to wrap this up because definitely. My mouth's watering now. I need to go get some food. My tummy's rumbling as well.
Right, okay. Go on and eat and then get cracking on this episode. I'm sure a lot of people are eager to hear. Now you've promised him this tack attack, you better be doing this and golf days and all.
Not just tack attack, but I think it'll be interesting to find out the history of the names and what they mean as well. Because I did find it interesting.
Yeah, well, Niz is an Australian historian, so we'll leave it with him.
Okay. So, signing off now, and we hope to see you next time.
Yeah, make sure you tune in.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.